Also, in order to be a good leader, where does focusing your relationship on God fall?
I think that's number one. If you're going to be a godly leader, you got to be with God. You can't say you're a godly leader and not know God. So everything, that's why if you notice in my four C's, the first one is character. And by character, I am including godliness, including integrity, I'm including ethics, I'm including morality, I'm including straight living, straight talking. I'm talking about making promises you can keep and then keeping your promises. I'm talking about having that walk with the Lord. So that is paramount. Without that, it's all shifting sands. I think that's what the parable of the foolish builder and the wise builder is all about. You know, it's all about the foundation.
So can one be a great leader without focusing or centering his life on God?
Well, I think you'll have to define great. A great leader, in my estimation, cannot be one who does not focus on God. However, there are quote-unquote great leaders in many arenas of life who do not have a relationship with God all over the world, all over this planet, who don't even know our God. So I think we have to define what greatness means. And I think greatness begins with our humility of bowing our knees at the cross and receiving Him as our Lord and Savior. And that's where greatness begins, when we exchange our mortality for immortality and we take on the robe of righteousness. So when you say, can someone be a great leader? Depends on what you define great as. In my mind, greatness does not come outside of a relationship with God.
Where can one find your book if they're looking for your book, Dr. Chan?
Well, I tell you what, I created a website which is full of resources. Some of them are free resources. So my website is samchand, samchand.com. Samchand.com. That's my name. And people can Google me or can go on that website. And when you go on that website, of course, there's an area in which you can go and get my books. I've written 7 books on leadership, and I've got maybe a dozen teaching CDs and DVDs. But many of your listeners might be interested in knowing about a free resource I have. If you go under resources on my website, you will see the free resources, where every month I post a new teaching outline, and literally thousands of leaders all across America are using it. So when you go there, you'll find 3 things free. One will be a teaching outline without the blanks filled in. Second will be a teaching outline with the blanks filled in. And number 3, there will be a PowerPoint that goes along with that as well. So all of that is free. People all over the country are downloading it and teaching it on a regular basis. And the old ones are archived. So if anybody wants to go there, they can download anything and use it free of charge.
Thank you. Our guest is Dr. Samuel Chan. His latest book, Ladder Focus. And again, you can pick it up. You can go on to samchan.com. Dr. Chan, it has been a pleasure, and we thank you.
It's a delight, and anytime I can serve you, sir, do not hesitate to contact me.
Will do. Our guest, Dr. Sam Chan, on Star 94.1. And finally, I probably said this about 20 times. Finally, I'm enjoying the conversation. What's next for Chris Jasper?
What's next?
Mm-hmm.
I'm already writing some new stuff.
Okay.
I got some new stuff in mind to do for another album. So, I'm always writing. I'm always trying to, think of, things that are, I feel they're important to say. So, I'm always doing that. I may do some touring, once I keep promoting this CD. Getting a little more momentum build up.
Okay.
So, those two things are in the future.
Our guest is Chris Jasper. Chris, where can one pick up?